and mazel tov to everybody for reaching this point in Seder Nashim. It's a little surprising, I guess, on some level that Kiddushin is the last masachta because it's the most basic, and for those who started back with Yevamos, we know that all of Yevamos is predicated on one of two ways of approaching, you know, the institution of the mitzvah of Yibum, but the approach which is endorsed by Rashi and at least one day in Tosfos is the idea that it's what we call Kiddushin HaRishonim, that the Kiddushin of the now deceased brother is still in some sense alive and well, right? That's the whole idea. So Kiddushin has been with us since the beginning of the Seder, there's no doubt about it, but now we come to the frontal discussion of Kiddushin, otherwise known as Erusin. We'll talk something about the verbiage today, which is important to understand a little bit as well, because there are different ways of thinking about what exactly is being accomplished in the context of the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Now, I put here in the introduction, sometimes the title actually, you know, is more than a way of getting people to come, the mitzvah of Kiddushin ? Because the truth of the matter is, whether or not there's a mitzvah of doing Kiddushin is a major machlokes, not just a machlokes harishonim, but as we'll see today, it could be a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi as well, whether or not there's actually a mitzvah of doing Kiddushin. And let me begin by explaining why it is a strong tzad to say that maybe there's no mitzvah altogether. Remember that when it comes to Jewish marriage, as we refer to it, there are two stages. For us, today, they're all mixed together, essentially, separated by the reading of the ksuva, but of course there's Erusin and then there's Nisuin. So a person could theoretically hold, maybe there really is a mitzvah to be married. Not everybody holds that, okay? There's still not a mitzvah necessarily to do Kiddushin. Maybe Kiddushin is the hechsher for mitzvahs nisuin. And that makes, we'll get to it later. That there's a certain sense to that, because if you ask yourself, what are we really accomplishing in the process of Kiddushin? You know, it's like a mitzvah. You know, I heard the shofar, I shook the lulav, I sat in the sukkah, what am I doing in the context of, right, I made her usher to everybody, that's a mitzvah. Including myself, it's a little strange to say that would be a mitzvah, right? Asher asar lanu es harusos. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, the issue of the bracha today, because the bracha seems to be ground zero for most of the Rishonim to weigh in on that nekuda. That's where the Rush weighed in, and many others, and to say, you know, do we have a birchas mitzvah here? Do we not have a birchas mitzvah here? So there's a strong svara to say, yeah, it really can't be a mitzvah, because what are you accomplishing? All you're doing is you're taking a woman and you're rendering this woman prohibited to the entire world until you'll take her under the chuppah and vihitir lanu es hanesuo slanu al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin. So that's one strong svara that you could argue in favor of the idea that really there's no mitzvah here. The second svara would be to say is that not only is it a hechsher, let's say, for nisuin, but after all, maybe nisuin really isn't the point. Maybe the point is... Period of Arivia, exactly right. So maybe that's the real mitzvah. That's the basic approach of the Rush that we'll take a look at today, the famous Rush in Ksuvos and Daf Zayin. So it's to say, look, you know, marriage is very nice, but in some sense, the point of marriage is to be able to, you know, build a bias neman be Yisrael, and that's really what we're most interested in. And period of Arivia is going to be mitzvah. Now, the truth of the matter is that all of the Monei HaMitzvos, from Sadia going on down, everybody assumes that period of Arivia is definitely a mitzvah. So you could say Kiddushin is just a way of setting up the Nisuin. Nisuin is just a way of setting up the period of Arivia. Okay, so that's really where the mitzvah should be. Okay, so that's one sort of strong svar to say. The other rationale that we'll see to say that maybe Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah, and again we'll explore the variety of views, is that if you look in the Chumash itself, there isn't an obvious pasuk that will establish a mitzvah of Kiddushin. You have two candidates. Here I put them. I hope people have sources. And if you're joining us on Zoom, I hope you got the sources online. Otherwise, I'll try to make everything clear. So the first and second sources, which come from next week's Sedra, from Parshas Ki Tzeitse, use the formulation of Ki Yikach Ish Isha. First in the context of Motzi Shemra, and then in the context of Gerushin. Ki kachi shisha uvayla usneya, and then two prakim later, ki kachi shisha uve'ala. We know that ki, especially for those who are coming to the end of Masechta Gittin, it's actually there. It's also something Ma'ariv Rosh Hashanah is meshamish bedal l'shonos, right? So the ki is a very ambiguous term in its own right, right? Deha, ela, etc. E. So when we have a formulation of ki kachi shisha, it doesn't sound like there's some mandate here that a person, right? a person who happens to do this, so then, you know, the Torah goes on to say, and then let's say there's a libel, there's a motzi shema, then let's say there's it doesn't work out, and then it goes on with the discussion of gerushin and machzer grushaso, and that entire discussion. So probably the two strongest studim to say, to begin with, we're not talking about an institution which is a mitzvah in its own right, is number one, again, the svara. What are you really accomplishing? You're rendering her asura to the entire world, including yourself for now. So how exactly is that a mitzvah? Right? As a corollary to that idea, maybe it's just a hechsher for nisuin, and maybe nisuin is really itself just a hechsher for piriya v'rivya. That's on one side. And the other side is to say, anytime you're going to talk about a mitzvah, certainly a mitzvah del raisa, you're going to need some kind of a pasuk to hang your hat on, right? Pasukos teshvu shivas yamim. Right? Yom trua yalachem. Ulukachtam lachem by yom arishan priyet sadar kapos tamarim. Any mitzvah is going to be associated with a pasuk, and you're going to struggle here. Okay, maybe. There are halachos of Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right.
Letters coming out of nowhere. True.
But let's say that's a good point. So what about to be counted as part of Taryag, right? You have Dinim Doraisa for sure. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Tefillin have to be black. But to be counted as part of Taryag, you know, you read the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam in all 613 Mitzvos, you know, has a Pasuk that he's going to associate it with. So Pesukim are going to play a role, certainly in terms of the count, it's a good point, but certainly in terms of the enumeration. So the first thing we'll do is I'll show you a couple of Gemaras that may give us an indication that we're dealing with a mitzvah here. Now, again, you wouldn't know from these Gemaras whether you're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're talking about a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Maybe you're talking about something which is really part of a broader mitzvah like nisuin or piriya v'rivya. But let's take a look maybe for a moment at the fourth source. We'll come back to the third source a little bit later. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak, the first parak of Kiddushin is enormous. It's 40 blot. The second parak of Kiddushin, Ish Mekadesh Bo Vishlucho, Isha Miskadesh Bo Vishlucho, Ish Mekadesh Bito Kishi Nara, Bo Vishlucho. So the Gemara says, I don't really understand the Mishnah. Hashta Vishlucho Mekadesh Bo Mibaya. Once you know that you could use a Shliach, so of course you could do it yourself, right? The whole Chiddush is to say, Shlucho Shel Adam Kemosa, that a person's agent is like their equivalent. So why are you saying Bo Vishlucho? So I'm Rav Yosef, Mitzvah Bo. Yoser mi bishlucho. It's greater to do the mitzvah himself than to discharge it through a shaliach. Yadar of Safra Machach Resha Rava Malach Shivuta. Like we find by Kavod Shabbos that it's important to be involved in Kavod Shabbos yourself. Now it's true, you could probably have people hired to get your house ready for Shabbos, but it's greater to be involved in the Asek and the mitzvah yourself. So the Amoraim were involved in getting the fish ready and salting and this and that. Many Shronim pointed out, sounds like the Gemara is comparing Kavod Shabbos, which is certainly a mitzvah. Now, the Rambam refers to it as a mitzvah, so say, Mitivrei Kabbalah, the Psukim Nishayon, and Perek Nunches, V'chibadto, Me'asos, Rachecha, V'kdosh Hashem Mechubad. So there, it's not necessarily a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it sounds like the Gemara is making a comparison between the mitzvah of Kiddushin and the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Mitzvah bo, Yoser Mi'bishlucho. If it wasn't a mitzvah at all, this Gemara wouldn't make too much sense. Okay. So we can neutralize that. You can argue maybe the Gemara here is talking about Piriya V'Rivya, maybe the Gemara is talking about Nisuin. But here, since the subject of the Mishnah is definitely Kiddushin, this would be one indication, one source in the direction that Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah. Now there's a Yerushalmi in Brachos, which is what the Yerushalmi I was alluding to before, which is parallel to the Bavli in Psachim. The Bavli in Psachim famously lays down a din in the name of Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvos mevorchin aleihen over la-asiyasan. When it comes to birchas ha-mitzvah, you're supposed to make the birchas ha-mitzvah before you actually perform the mitzvah. Now, why that's the case is not obvious. The Rambam has a very unusual formulation that the Rav spoke about a lot in the Yortzei Drashas. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, has the language of kishem and kach, kishem shemevorchin al-mitzvah achar kachosin osa kach mevorchin v'achar kach nenin. He compares it to birchas ha-nenin. The Rav used to refer to it as a kind of a matir. Very interesting idea, very controversial idea. So in any event, everybody agrees that you're supposed to make a birchas mitzvah, if at all possible, over lasiyasan. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara Psachim, the Bavli, and in the Gemara Brachos, where you probably would expect to find it, in the Yerushalmi, let's say you've already performed the mitzvah, is there still any relevance, is there still any value in perhaps making a bracha after the fact. Maybe there are some exceptions. So the Yerushalmi says the following: Mitzvah same as Mivarech Alein. Rabbi Yochanan Omer over Lasiyosan. So the Yerushalmi, no surprise, quotes it not in the name of Shmuel, but in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gadol Hador in Eretz Yisrael, the primary author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. So it turns out that he held the same way, that Kol Mitzvah is Mivarech Alein over Lasiyosan. So a good test, a good way to figure out whether something is a mitzvah, is to try to figure out if it has a birchas hamitzvah, right? That's a good test. So the Yerushalmi says, okay, all of the mitzvahs you make a bracha for. Rav Huna Amar b'shas asiyasan. Rav Huna held differently. He said when you're already involved in the mitzvah, which is really, really interesting, like you have to already be a little bit involved in the mitzvah. That'd be interesting to figure out when we would do that. So asid the Rav Huna kishmuel dam Rav Yosi rabun b'shem shmuel kol mitzvahs tu'unos bracha b'shas asiyasan. Okay, during the time that one is performing them, chutz mitkia utvila v'yesh omen kiddushin b'veila. That all of the mitzvos require a bracha when you're involved in them, except when there's going to be some kind of a technical problem. I'm not going to get into tzkiyah shofar right now, which sounds like more of an issue that the Baal Tokeya might be having trouble. You could have a bad year, an off year in terms of tzkiyah shofar. This year he only has to do half. He gets off the first day, so there's no excuses. He only has to do one day's work. But let's say it's the second day, Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush Achas, Tevila, we have, of course, Ershus of Erva. A person's not going to be dressed. And when it comes to Kiddushei Bia, right, so you can understand why there'd be technical problems of Olayira B'chayer Vastavar in terms of making a bracha. But what's the supposition of the Gemara? The Yerushalmi sounds like it's certainly a mitzvah, right? So there's a problem with the bracha because it's Kiddushei Bia, so when exactly... So if it's going to be over Lasiyas and like Rabbi Yochanan, I can understand. Just make the bracha beforehand. But if you're holding like Rabbi Huna, who says B'shas Asiyasan, so then you'll take it in the other direction and you'll say, well, that's going to be a problem in terms of Kiddushei Bia. If you're going down the route of Kesef Rishtar, so you presumably wouldn't have that problem. So Lefum Riata, it certainly sounds like Kiddushin is a mitzvah if it has a bracha. It's just the technicalities would be hard to work out. Now, of course, in the Bavli, we have a discussion in Ksuvis. Main discussion here is, of course, in terms of Birchas Anisuin, Birchas Chasanim. But since the Gemara is already discussing that, by Ksuvos, it talks about Birchas Eirusin. And here we have a very, very, very challenging Gemara. And like I alluded to previously, the Rosh had a lot to say about it. So Birchas Eirusin, my Mivarech, the ninth source. So Rabbi Meravada, Rabbi Meravada, Tarivaru Mishmed, Rabbi Yehuda, Amri, Baruch HaTa Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu Ben Betzvosa, Vitzivanu, Al Ha'arayos, V'asar Lanu Es Harusos, V'izir Lanu Es Anusuos. We have Lanu, they didn't, Al Yudei Chupa V'kiddushin, Rav Acha, Bered, Rabbi Mesayim, Rabbi Mishmed, Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch HaTa Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Al Yudei Chupa V'kiddushin, which of course it sounds familiar, Man Delo Chasim, but if you don't have this Chasim, Midahave, Berchas Peros, it's a machlokas Rashi Tosos what that second day is. It should be like Kiddush, but let's focus on the manda lo chasim for a second. So apparently there's a manda amar that you shouldn't have a chasima because it's like birchas haperos and birchas hamitzvos. So that makes it sound like we saw before the implication of the Yerushalmi that Kiddushin must be some kind of a mitzvah that you have the basic nusach, you shouldn't have a chasima because in general you make a bracha, let's say, leishev basukah or, I'll be your chametz or I'll make a megillah. You don't have special separate chasimos for those brachos. So as difficult as the nusach here is, and the Rosh, again, will make a lot of that arichos halashon by the nusach, there is a man da'amr that clearly understands that it should be put into the rubric of birchos hamitzvah. Maybe two other gemaras quickly.
Definition, that's not a mitzvah. There's no bracha there. Right. It was a mitzvah. It shouldn't have put that down.
Right.
The fact
so
that it's a mitzvah
tells
me it's not.
Ah, okay. So very good. So you could read the Gemara in a little bit of a different way. This is a little bit of a nuanced way to read the Gemara, is to say midi ahava birchas peros ve'birchas hamitzvos means that it doesn't really fit naturally into the category of birchas hamitzvos. We're just comparing it to that, and the raya would be birchas haperos. Okay. So that's already a little bit of a subtle reading of the Gemara, but it's very, very good. And, the challenge would be, from that point of view, what do you do with the words Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav? Because you never find that language, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, unless you're dealing with a Birchas HaMitzvah. So we're going to have to try to figure out...
So it could be the Rabbanan. I mean, if you have Asher
Okay, good. Good, 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 good.
Good. But you're
excellent. But if you're already saying that it's a mitzvah derabanan, that's already, you know, more than both the mikzas, okay? So, you know, because we're very good. Okay. So there's two other Gemaras that are worth seeing. One in Yevamos and the other in Megillah, which, you know, sort of point in this direction, but they can be neutralized, and they are by Rishonim, but it's important to note going in. So the Gemara Yevamos and Samach Beis, this is the same daf as the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. So that line about Rabbi Akiva, who had Talmidim Bialduso and then Talmidim Bizignuso, is preceded by a statement about Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Nasa Adam Yisha Bialduso, Yisa Yisha Bizignuso, Hayilo Banim Bialduso, Yilo Banim Bizignuso, Shinamar Baboker Zra Zarecha, Vilo Erev Altana Chedecha, In Chayodei Eza Yechshar, Aza Oza, Vim Shneyem Keachad Tovim. So there's a braisa where Rabbi Yeshua says that if a person married at a younger stage in life, he should consider remarriage at a later stage in life. And the same thing is true in terms of, you know, having children. So here, we already get the sense that maybe it's not the same. You know, we said before, maybe Kiddushin is a hechsher for Nisuin, and all of that is really a hechsher for Piriya Viribya. But here in this Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua feels the need to say, it's good to continue to try to invest in family, all else being equal. There's obviously a lot more to be said about that. But also in terms of marriage, Nasa dem isha bialduso, yisa isha bizuknuso. So maybe there's some kind of, but it doesn't sound like it's a mitzvah d'araisa, it doesn't go to pasach, but maybe at least a mitzvah d'rabanan. Likewise, the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Zayna, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir, ein mochren sefer Torah lo motorah v'lisa isha. Well, so there's many, many, many chumras involved in selling the sefer Torah. And the Gemara says that it's permissible to sell a Sefer Torah for a great cause. What would the great cause be? For learning Torah. Okay, that's a great cause that we understand. Talmud Torah connected Kulam. And also, Lisa Isha, for the sake of marriage. So there, maybe there is something to discuss as well. But, again, it's hard to say that the Gemara is Mukhrach. Maybe it means Lisa Isha in the sense of Nisuin. Maybe it means because of the possibilities for period of Erivia. That's not so clear based on the Gemara. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rishonim. Now that we've seen a whole variety of different, you know, Gemaras, the Yerushalmi, the Bavli, in terms of issues of brachos, mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho is a very important makor. So the truth is there's a whole school amongst the Rishonim, the Smag, the Smak, we'll see some others as well, that paskin very clearly that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to do kiddushin. So let's start with the Smag. This is Rav Moshe Kusi, it's 13th century in France, one of the great Bali Atosfos. So he says, mitzvah saseh l'kadish isha, b'kesef o b'shtar o b'bia, v'chulan b'edim, v'chasher niskasha b'echad me'elu shlosha, nechsheves eish ish ish, v'neseres al kol ha'ulam, etc., etc. So he says very clearly there's a mitzvah saseh. Likewise, the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, Rabbeinu Yitzchak of Korvil, came a little bit later on, read a digest of the Smag, doesn't always agree. You have it in the 13th verse, L'kadeh sesha isha d'chsev ki yikach ish isha. And he says, fascinating, v'gam l'fnei moach k'sev v'davak b'ishto, mikan shadam mitzuva lios lo isha miyuchedes l'shmo. Remarkable. He says that it even applies at the universal level for Bnei Noach. Now the Talmud Muvak of the Smak, the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, points out that his Rebbe was saying quite a chiddush. Because if you look in his Hagos, this is in the 14th source, V'darshu Rabbeinu b'ishto v'lo b'eishes chaveru. That the source of this in the Gemara is, how do we know that there's a din of arayos, that that's one of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach? The Pasuk says, Alken yazo v'eishes aviv esimbo v'davak b'ishto, which means not necessarily that a person has a responsibility to get married, but that a person can't take somebody else's common law wife in, you know, amongst Bnei Noach. So this is a remarkable, you know, smak, that the smak wants to say that for Jews the mitzvah is to enter marriage through kiddushin, for non-Jews the mitzvah is to be married, and his Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz is pointing out that it's not so pasha. The Sefer Charedim, the last of the Moni HaMitzvahs chronologically, also believed that there was a mitzvah, and it's not the same as Piriya V'Rivya. If you look in the 15th source, he says, mitzvah saseh l'kadish isha, b'kesa, b'shtar, b'bia, etc., based on the psukim that we pointed out. ki kachi shisha, and then he says mitzvah saseh lefaros uleravos shenemar pru urivu. So the Charedim held that way as well, and the Tashbetz, Reb Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, very important, one of the early Achronim, the Zohar Arakia, writes mitzvahs kiddushin mitzvah min haTorah. So what was his big raya for this? So he pointed out, based on the Yerushalmi that we saw before, ubegemara dibnei ma'arava amru ha-mitzvahs kulam b'varech alein over la'asiyosan chutz min ha-kiddushin bebe'ilah. How did he know that it was a mitzvah? He couldn't find anything in the Bavli that was mochrach, that was dispositive. So he went over to the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says that there's a birchas ha-mitzvah in the context of kiddushin, but we have a problem, a technical problem, in terms of kiddushei bia. He brings a very difficult raya that most of the Rishonim are doch. I'll just mention it quickly. This last line in the 16th source, Tehre nara murasi niskeles v'ilu lo hayu daraisa lo yusok linosa. So again, very difficult argument, but he wants to say, we know that the punishment for a man who's with a nara murasa is that's a din skila. It's one of the worst violations that a person can have. So, you know, again, he's taking this to prove that, there's a mitzvah saseh of kiddushin min haTorah, because otherwise, how could you put somebody to death? But of course, it's apples and oranges. You could say there's a chalos kiddushin daraisa for sure. But nobody said that you have to do this. Okay. So the Rosh was certainly Berosh Tzva'am, amongst the most famous of all those who denied the existence of a mitzvah of kiddushin. And not just of kiddushin, but frankly of nisuin as well. So it's an arichos here. So we don't have so much time to go through all of it. But let me just make the basic arguments that the Rosh is making. First of all, the Rosh says, if this is a mitzvah, the bracha should be a lot shorter. The rabbi should not have to go on so long with his birchas ha'erisin and the chazanas. Okay? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. You want to say ala kiddushin, that's fine. You want to say l'kadesh es ha'isha, that's fine. But what's this whole arichos? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al ha'arayos v'asar lanu es ha'arusos v'itir lanu es ha'nesuos lanu! What exactly is going on over here? So the Rosh says that doesn't walk like a duck, that doesn't talk like a duck, that does not sound like a birchas ha-mitzvah. And he says, in any event, he thinks the milsa de pshita, that it's obvious, that the Torah has no real interest in whether or not a person is involved in kiddushin or even in nisuin. You know what the Torah is interested in? Period of Arivia. And the fact of the matter is that l'shita, so this may not be true for everybody, especially for the Rambam, as we'll get to, there's another way to get to Piriyah Verivya. It's called a Pilagesh. You don't have to be married, okay? So I'm not recommending it. I'm not telling anybody to go home and, reconsider their lifestyle, but...
There is one sheet that says you should.
I want to be very careful. I'm not advocating anything. I just want to point out.
Isn't there a related acronym that recommends it?
It recommends a strong word. The it says that it's better than people doing other things, but not necessarily as an ideal. The Rambam held it was an issur d'oraisa, so we're not going to recommend it. But the point is that the Rosh says that we know that Piriyah Verivya is really where the action is anyway, in terms of what the Torah is invested in. So Kiddushin, the reason that you don't get standard Birchas HaMitzvah is because it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. And yeah, we see a Gemara together which said, a mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. So say, yeah, that's fine. What it was really talking about was starting down the road to Piriyah Verivya. Okay? So the pace of the Rosh that I had to show you inside is the last piece, because it's a very, very beautiful conclusion, and hopefully we can enhance every wedding that we go to. So the Rosh says, this is five lines at the bottom, when it comes to Nesach HaBracha, Bracha zo nitkena lasei shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'ivdilanu min ha'amim v'tzivanu l'kadesh isha muteres lanu v'lo achas min harayos. You want to know what's going on when it comes to a chuppah that you go to when they're at the stage of Erisin, the rabbi is making a bracha, ala kos, enhanced by the Bori Priya Gefen. What he's really doing is giving shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have a certain way of living, that we have a certain lifestyle that we can be rightly proud of as members of Klal Yisrael, and that we're not involved in arayos, but We're not talking about any specific mitzvah called Kiddushin. So says the Rosh. Now, he wasn't alone. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo, in his life's work, which he wrote, as we've discussed the, some of us over the last number of years in BMT, so he wrote a bier on the poem of Saadia Gaon. Saadia Gaon wrote a poem that's very hard to figure out in terms of his minyan ha-mitzvos. And he wrote the following quote: Mekach kesef ushtar ubia. It's probably something about kiddushin, right? Ki kach ish isha kesef ushtar ubia bam bi isha tarid. So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo says, is this the mitzvah of kiddushin? So he has a massive, massive essay, which I've cut down to one paragraph, which I'm just going to show you two lines. It says, "Lachin nira de Rabbeinu Agan in kavanaso kan limdos mitzvah say de chiyikach ish isha uve'ala usvir like kedas harash de ein bazeh shum mitzvah klal mitam shebiyarnu." So he's moved by the Rosh's argument. He thinks that Saadia Gaon is in agreement with the Rosh that there's no mitzvah whatsoever, not midaraisa, not midarabanan either. No mitzvah whatsoever when it comes to kiddushin. In fact, he brings a fascinating raya, I think very compelling raya for Saadia Gaon, and he says, you know, if you read the entire poem, which he did many, many times over 30 years, he says, you know, you don't find any line in here which says it's a mitzvah of Piri Avirivya. You don't find any line in the poem. So he wants to say, Mekach kesef shtar ubiya bam bi'isha tarid means that the mitzvah of Piri Avirivya, not that it's a mitzvah of Kiddushin. Okay. So what we saw is that there are kind of two extremes amongst the Rishonim. The Smag, the Smak, the Sefer HaCharedim, the Tashbates all think there's a mitzvah saseh mina Torah. You can argue with them. All the way on the other side, you have the Rosh and Reb Saadia Gaon who are saying there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Not midaraisa, not midarabanan. Then there are two middle shittos. One of them is of the Chinuch, which we'll see in just a moment. And then what I want to spend most of our energy on, which we usually do, is Shittas HaRambam, which is really a very fascinating sheet. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, I can meet everybody halfway. I can meet everybody exactly halfway. You know, when you learn Gerushin, we just spent, you know, most people in this room, 3 months studying that topic. And certainly when you learn Kiddushin, you realize how deeply related they really are. And the Hekesh of Havaya Liyitzia, Havaya Liyitzia, Havaya Liyitzia, the next week, you know, people are going to be talking about this Hekesh all day long. So you realize that there's a very strong relationship between these two institutions. In fact, if you hold the source, is ki kach ish isha uve'Allah, v'hayayi lo sinza chen ve'inav, ki matzah v'er v'zdavar. They come from the same pasuk. The same pasuk tells you about Kiddushin and Gerushin. Now, if I would turn to people in this room and say, is there is a chiyuv min ha-Torah for a person to be megarish as isha? So most people, I think, would say, that's absurd. That's absurd. I'll call upon him that there's the chiyuv, what, once in your lifetime that you have to go through this process? Well, if you haven't seen it already, you'll see tomorrow. Beis Shammai says, oh, maybe the only situation of gerushin is when you're obligated to do it. Kimatza bayar vazdava. But generally, what you'd say is, if we're going to assume that there's a mitzvah of gerushin, it's not that every single person has to cause the mizbeach to be morid the most. No, that's not what we mean. What we mean is that if a person wants to dissolve a marriage, that there's a Jewish way of so doing. You don't just say, you know, it was nice knowing you, but there's what we call a Sefer Krisos that we spent literally 3 months talking about. And it's a fascinating masachta that we just learned all about Krisos Ba'inan Vileka, that you need something which is total and final, and it's a very special, you know, kind of institution. Tosos says, you know, Tosos Beis Amud Aleph, Tosos on Pehei, some of us were just talking about this. Keeps on coming back to the idea that there's Dafka Shalom Malchus by Gerushin. Why are we so makbid on writing in, you know, the Malchus and Gerushin? Because they say it's a Davar Gadol. Because everybody knows it's a big deal to dissolve a marriage. Even the non-Jews understand that that's a very big deal. So the Malchus is Dafka going to be makbid, you know, in that area. So if there's a mitzvah, the idea is that the method is the mitzvah. V'chasav la Sefer Krisos. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch wants to say. both for Kiddushin and for Gerushin. Take a look at his language. It's striking how parallel it is. And when you come from the world of the Hekesh, Havaya Tiyitziya, you can understand why he wants to say this. So this is the 19th source. And it's Tavinu Liknos HaIsha, Ba'achas Mishlosh Adrachim Kodem HaNisuin, Udrachim Elu Biyaru Chachamim, Shein Mikas Ashtar V'Biya. We're not going to get into discussion as Kesef Derabanan, Zet Derais, Zet Derais Sofim. 2 years ago, we went through that. Be'in Ve'al Zanemar Ki Kach Ish Ishau Va'ilaha. Kilomar im yirtze ish likach lo isha yikna osatchila. Key word being yirtze. You don't have to. If you want to. Okay. Person wants to get married, this is the way to do it. Likewise, he says the same thing by Gerushin. Same thing. This is the 20th source. Not a surprise that they should be the same. Harotzev agarish esishto sheigarshena beget. You don't use a carrot. You don't use a pair of scissors. You use something called a sefer krisus. The method is the mitzvah. You don't have to. We don't pass him like Beis Shammai. There are situations where a person can choose to. Im lo simtza chein beinav, hikticha tavshilo, matza acheres naihim, whatever it is. Not necessarily recommending it, but vatsa yishagari sashishto, how does he do it? Sefer krisus. Marriage? What's the Jewish way of so doing? The method? Kesef shtar biya. Turns out that we have fewer options than we did, you know, at the Torah level. We'll get within 2 weeks. Rav man get amanda mekadesh biya. Rav man get amanda mekadesh b'shuka. That kiddush biya was taken off the table. Okay. So that would be a third shita. It's a mitzvah to do in such a way. Not it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. That when a person wants to engage in marriage, the way to do so is through one of these mechanisms. Just like by Gerushin, im yirtza adam legaris ishto, to do so through what we call sefer krisus. Good. So we have three shitos in the Rishonim so far. To review, the smag, the smak, the charedim, the tashbeis, mitzvah asei min haTorah. That there's a chovas agavra. On the other end of the spectrum, you have the Rosh and Reb Sadia going, according to Reb Yochum Fishel Perlo, assuming that he's correct, they say no mitzvah whatsoever. Not midaraisa, not midarabanan. And now we have a middle view, which is, should a person want to get married, this is the method that the Torah has determined which is acceptable. And you know what? The Torah was very liberal. It gave you three choices. Kesef, Shtar, or Bia, they're all equal in this respect. Okay. There's a fourth Shita, which is the Shita of the Rambam, which has its own unique properties. So we know when you want to understand the Rambam's view of any particular mitzvah, you got to put it all together. So of course there's a Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam enumerates Taryag, what he thinks the 613 mitzvahs are. Okay. There's also the Yad HaChazaka, course, the Rambam elaborates each and every one of the mitzvahs. In each set of halachos in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam has a koseres where he gives you a short enumeration of all of the Torah level mitzvahs and even rabbinic mitzvahs in many cases that appear in these halachos. So we'll go through the koseres of Hilchos Ishos where the Rambam lists four mitzvahs exactly in just a moment. And then there's something called the Minin HaKatzar, which is at the very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam listed very, very briefly, even more briefly than he did in the Sefer HaMitzvos, what he thinks the mitzvos are, and the Ravid wrote short hasaglos there too. So you got to put it all together to see what the Rambam is saying. So let's start with the Koseres or Hilchos Ishos, and we'll see what the Rambam has to say. And we'll go to the Sefer HaMitzvos, and then we'll conclude with the Yad HaChazaka, because the Rambam has, I think, a very, very beautiful idea. And as usual, this is true 98% of the time, maybe more, the Sefer HaChinuch was operating within the world of the Rambam, but the Rambam had even a little bit more than you get in the Chinuch. So let's take a look at the 21st source, Hilchos Ishos, Yesh Bechlalon Arba Mitzvah, Shtei Mitzvah Saseh, Shtei Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Vizeu Pirtan. Number one, Elisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. So the first mitzvah, the Rambam says, is Nisuin, Lisa, Al yedei ksuba v'kiddushin. Now, there's a huge debate between the Rambam and the Ramban and others with the status of ksuba. Is it ksuba d'orais? Is it ksuba d'rabbanan? This is one of the indications, the Shitas HaRambam, that a ksuba has a d'orais, a yichus. Okay? It's the first year I ever heard from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. It was a 3.5 hour shir. And I was 17 years old, the ksuba d'orais d'rabbanan. I lasted about 7 minutes. I was able to follow everything he was saying. And by the 8th minute, he had gone beyond me, but okay, I sat there nicely for the rest of the 3 hours and 22 minutes. I don't want to simplify it, but one of the indications that the Rambam holds that there's a Daraisa status to Ksuba is right here, the Minin Hakat, in the Kesar Zilchus Ishas. So Lisa Isha Nisuin, Rilchensin, gave a sharing Ksuba Daraisa the Rabbanan. That was his, we were learning Ksubos that year, and the Shir Psicha was Ksuba Daraisa the Rabbanan. Okay. A fond memory in the sense of knowing how far there is to go. So Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. So the Rambam makes it sound like the mitzvah is Nisuin, but using this method, Ksuva, to detail one's obligations, and Kiddushin. So that Kiddushin, if you're just looking at the Koseris, you might think, okay, it's like a Hechsher mitzvah for the mitzvah Darais of Nisuin. That's what I probably would have said without having seen anything else. Then the Rambam says, Shalosi Bal Isha below Ksuba Vikidushin. That there's no heter bia absent ksuba v'kiddushin. Categorically. Wow. Number three, shelo yimana sher ksus v'ona, that as the Torah says in Parashas Mishpatim, sheira ksusa v'ona salo yigra, that there are certain obligations that a man has to his wife at the Torah level. And then, lefaros uleravos mimena. The Rambam discusses the mitzvah of piria v'rivia. He has one extra word. He doesn't say the pharaohs or the ravos. Mimena. Who's the mimena? Who's that referring to? The woman that you married, right? Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. Then the mitzvah say is the pharaohs or the ravos mimena. Whose shita do you already see that the Rambam clearly holds against? Whose shita was it that, there's no mitzvah of Kiddushin altogether? Because I can get to Piri Virivya via another mechanism. The Rosh. Excellent, Freddie, right? Pilagesh. The Ravid went nuts about this. The Rambam holds that Pilagesh is Nisa Daraisa of Kadesha. The only heter of Pilagesh, the Shitas HaRambam, is by Melech. Since the Melech has Nisa Daraisa of Loyar Belonashim, as we said, he can only have 18, which is it's very limiting, you know. But there's a compensation. Pilagesh. The Rambam holds that Pilagesh is a derais of Kadesha for every other member of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So the Rambam here is indicating that yes, there's a connection between Kiddushin, Nisuin, and Periya Viriviya, but not the same mitzvah. He counts them as two separate mitzvahs. Let's take a look at the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now you have to check the sources against each other. So Reish Yud Beis, Mitzvah Reshet Beis, Heshitivanu Lefaros Uleraves, Lechavin, Lekayim Hamin, Vizosi Mitzvahs Piriya Verivya, etc., etc. Okay. So, person should have Kavanah to procreate, to keep the human beings going on planet Earth. Good. So that's Mitzvahs Piriya Verivya. Next mitzvah. Mitzvah HaReshet Gimel, Shetivanu Liv Ol Bikidushin. What we call kasef, obishtar, b'bia, v'zoi mitzvahs kiddushin. So in the Koseres of Ilchos Ishas, you only got the Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Here the Rambam says this is a mitzvah of kiddushin. This is a minyan ha-mitzvah, this is a sefer mitzvah. The Rambam is talking, not the Rabbanon, he's talking to Raisa. And that we're commanded specifically, live ol b'kiddushin. What does that mean, live ol b'kiddushin? It's related to what the Rambam said, Shalo Sibal Isha Belo Ksuba V'Kiddushin, but you need to see the Sefer Mitzvahs on the Lo Sase side to fully appreciate. The next source, the 24th, the Rambam
says,
what's that?
Why is it different than the Tanakh? The Tanakh is usually explaining the Rambam. He's saying, listen, the answer is you don't necessarily have, but if you're going to have relations, you got to do it. There's a way of doing it.
Okay, so I think there's an added dimension, which is right where we're about to get to.
Okay.
Very good. So the Rambam says the following. Mitzvah Shinun Hei, Shehiz Irani Shalo Lavo Al Isha Belo Ksuba Velo Kiddushin Vu Amara Yisala Lo Siya Kedesha Bibnos Yisrael Kvar Nichbala Azhara Biza Inin Velashonacha Vu Amaro Al Techalos Bischa Laz Nosa Lashon Sifra Al Techalos Bischa Ze Amoser Bito Pnuya Shalo Lishom Ishas Vechena Moser Es Atzma Shalo Lishem Ishas. So again, this is a very controversial idea of the Rambam. The Rambam wants to say that the Isser of Kedesha is violated by Bia outside of marriage. Okay? Rashi defines a Kedesha in his Perish al HaTorah as Mufkeres, Mizumenes, Lisnus. That's why we call her a Kedesha, is Kaviyachol, she's consecrated, the opposite, for these purposes. Okay, the Rambam didn't understand that way. The Rambam understands that the mitzvah live all the kiddushin, and that any bia that takes place outside of that framework is an issa deraisa of kedusha. Now, who gets malchus is an important question. There's a lot to be said about this, but again, the Rambam is projecting here. Just take a look at the bolded part. That ksuba plays a role at the deraisa level, right? Below ksuba, below kiddushin. So it's not just the kiddushin that makes a difference. The ksuba also makes a difference. And that's the second indication. We saw that in the Koseres of Ilchos Ishus also. Okay, so let's now come to the final and most elaborate source, which is where I think the Rambam's value added is. Okay, so the Rambam here, at the beginning of Ilchos Ishus, uses the same expression twice, and it's a very important expression, Kodem Matan Torah. All right. So the Rambam begins Ilchos Ishus with a line that became very, very famous. Kodem Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bishok. Imratza Huvahi Lisa Osa Machlisa Lebeso Uboala Beno Levenatsmo Usiela Leisha. There wasn't any great fanfare associated with it. She wanted, he wanted, you couldn't force her. Right? That's what brought the Mabul. Bnei Elohim Espinosa Adam Kitavosena Vayichul Anashim Yikol Asher Bachar. You can't force her, but if you have two consenting parties, all he has to do is to be machnes asoch beso, which is really the sheet of the Rambam about nisuin. Okay, good. Kevan shenis na Torah, nitzavu Yisrael, we and we alone. Sheim yirtza hayish lisa isha, yikna osa tchila bifnei edim. It went from a very informal process with no ceremonialism attached to it all to the famous idea of Edei Kiyum, Chayim, that the Edim create a public event, that there has to be this ceremony. We could spend a year on that line. So what the Rambam now is doing is saying, like the Sefer Achinuch picked up from him, that you have to do this, but im yirtza, the Rambam is doing something much more. He's saying that the line of demarcation was what and when? Matan Torah. That Matan Torah elevated us, of course. That was the ultimate moment, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav. And instead of having something haphazard, where Imratza Huvehi, Machnisa L'Soch Beso, and you could call it a day, now all of a sudden, part of the process of becoming the Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh is having this process that we call Kiddushin. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to do it, certainly not, but that if a person wants to be married, they have to engage in a process which elevates us. Now here's the proof of the pudding, okay? Kodem Matan Torah, the same exact words that the Rambam used before when he was discussing how things were not, you know, particularly demanding before Matan Torah. So Kodem Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bishok. You see, it's exactly the same words that the Rambam used before. Im Ratza Hu Vehi, Nosin Laskaro Bol Osa Le Madarach, V'holeichlo, v'zoya nikreis kedesha. But you read Bereshis Perek Lamed Ches, you know about this from Yehuda. Before Matan Torah, there could be bia outside of the framework of marriage. You know what we call that? Kedesha. It's acceptable before Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, you had two tracks. Hayadam pogei isha b'shok. Imratzahu v'hi, you could be married. Imratzahu v'hi, you could pay her and never see her again. Those were two acceptable Torah options. However, Mishanisna Torah, just like the Rambam said before, Kevin Shanisna Torah, Nesra HaKadesha Shanemar Losia Kadesha Mibnos Yisrael. Now all of a sudden, a person who wants to engage in Bia only has one choice, which is Al Yadei, Kiddushin, Ksuba. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Kol Aboel Isha L'Shem Znus, Below Kiddushin, Loka Minatora, Mipnei Shabal Kadesha. All right, the Ravid goes nuts here. Others disagree. But what did the Rambam say? The Rambam, like the Sefer HaChinuch, clearly maintained in the middle that if a person wants to, a person wants to be married, so they have to engage in this mitzvah min HaTorah called Kiddushin Be'achad Mishlosh Adrachim Kasef Shtar Bia. But it didn't end there for the Rambam. Because for the Rambam, it's about a lot more than a person just now, you know, having a specific method. For the Rambam, it's tied up with the idea of Matan Torah itself. Prior to the Torah being given, intimacy could be achieved inside or outside of the framework of marriage. After Matan Torah, if a person wanted to have intimacy in their lives, it has to be within a sacred framework. Kodem Matan Torah, la'achar Matan Torah. So the Rambam is telling us something which is really very, very important. Matan Torah elevated us. Done in 1 second. Okay, Matan Torah elevated us as a people. And once Matan Torah elevated us as a people, that meant that certain activities, which before Matan Torah could have been done outside of the framework of marriage, can no longer be done. And the very word Kiddushin, from the word Kiddusha, isn't only a reference to the Isha, Asura Chulei Alma Kehekdesh, but it's a reference to the fact that we've been elevated through this institution. And so here, ironically, I'll finish with this thought. As strongly as the Rambam and the Rush disagree about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, they strongly disagree. They're both in agreement about what point? That Kiddushin is a referendum on Kiddushas Yisrael. The Rush said it's not a mitzvah entirely. It's just a, you know, Shavach v'Hodaya, that we have a way of doing things, a certain lifestyle, if you will. The Rambam will tell you, no, no, no. The mitzvah itself is an indication that we're not where we were prior to Matan Torah. Shehiv dilanu min ha'amim. And that if we're going to have certain areas in life, bia in particular, shelo livol, there is no heter bia outside of the framework of kiddushin. There has to be a commitment attached to that. There has to be... So for the Rambam, it's not just, okay, you know, if a person, you know, wants to get married, this is the way to get married. For the Rambam, it's tied up with the idea of Matan Torah itself. So we learn this Masechta. It's very important to go in with this, you know, attitude. And everything that you're going to see, especially in the first 15 blad or so. And we're going to talk about Kin Chalipin and why Chalipin doesn't work and why it has to be a Shavaputa. It's all about two words, a kinyan chashuv. Because what a kinyan chashuv means, that kiddushin has to be significant enough because we're making a statement here. We're demonstrating this is a dignified process. Because the entire mitzvah of kiddushin is to try to elevate ourselves from where we were, kodem matan Torah, to where we are now, la'achar matan Torah, that we don't just, like animals, go about our business in the marketplace, but we're refined people. And we do things in a particular way, and that we have a framework. We have a Torah framework, be'edim, with the ceremonialism is meant to indicate that this is not meant to be haphazard, but it's an indication of Kiddushas Yisrael that we engage in mitzvahs Kiddushin. So I wish everybody good luck with the finishing gittin tomorrow, and everybody should have a lot of sipuk ha'nefesh from learning this final masechta in Seder Nashim. Okay. Okay, anybody wants a mincha maariv, we're going to have right across the hall. Okay. I want a mincha maariv.